and they get announced. We're going to read, I'll have Joe Sinclair read you the bio, and we're going to go through that. But what a great honor for, you know, I've got a chance to talk to actually all three of them. We've talked to TJ, we've talked to Chad, and we got to talk to Troy, and they are all humble and honored to be going in with other people that they're affiliated with from Centerville.
A great group of inductees here in the 2018 Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Hall of Fame. Inductees include Don Buzzard Jr. from Waterloo, Rick Caldwell from Waverly Shell Rock, Mark Kist of Eagle Grove, David Schaefer from Spencer, all wrestlers, and all not from Centerville. But then you've got the Centerville trio, TJ Seabolt, Chad Zapsel, and Troy Seeley. Troy Seeley is actually going in as an official with a Fairfield address. But he's from Centerville, and he went to high school with our very own broadcaster here in the booth with us on 96.7, Kevin Cochran.
Class of 1989. As 89. Much as it pains me to say that.
All right, well, Centerville native TJ Seabolt is a four-time champion at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. In 2006, TJ became the 17th individual to join the state's most elite fraternity, that of being a four-time state wrestling champion. He won his titles in three different weight classes.
Yep. Now, here comes Troy Seeley. Troy Seeley, though, right now, they're getting ready to announce Troy Seeley, the official of the year.
And Troy Seeley will be introduced as the official of the year. The official's Hall of Fame will be Troy Seeley will join it. Troy is a 2018 inductee of the IHSAA Hall of Fame. The 1989 Centerville graduate was a four-year letter winner in wrestling and a member of the school's 88 state championship team, going on to play for legendary coach Bob Dara at Simpson. There, he was a 1993 NCAA Division III qualifier, the team's captain, and most valuable performer. After working in Missouri in the field of juvenile justice, he returned to Iowa, and Glenn Wood, a member of the Officials Hall of Fame, urged him to become a wrestling official. For 19 seasons, Mr. Seeley was on the mats until injuries and a job promotion caused his retirement in 2013. In a highly decorated career where he was known for his judgment and hustle, he worked 15 sectional tournaments, 17 district tournaments, and 11 regional dual meets. Six times he was on the whistle for the state dual team tournament, and 13 times he took to the mats in the traditional state tournament, including 9 championship Saturday appearances. 9 times he was honored by being named Southeast District Official of the Year, and in 2007 he was voted by his peers as the state's Official of the Year. He and his wife, Jody, are the parents of a daughter, Carly. IHSAA Officials Hall of Fame 2018 class, Troy Seeley, Fairfield, Iowa. Congratulations, Troy Seeley. And we're glad to bring you that information here on 96.7 KIIC, the live stream on KIICradio.com. And Kevin Cochran, a lifetime achievement there for Troy Seeley. Centerville native, goes in as a Fairfield official.
Yeah, I mean, really, what an accomplishment. You know, he has had a very, very successful wrestling career. You know, he's one of those guys, never, ever did make it here to the state tournament, but if you put a list out there of, say, who are the toughest kids that you can think of that never had the opportunity to wrestle here at either Wells Fargo Arena or Veterans Memorial Auditorium, Troy Seeley's name is going to be at the top of the list.
Well, congratulations. He is in the Hall of Fame as an official, and congratulations, Troy Seeley, Centerville graduate, Fairfield resident, Officials Hall of Fame 2018.
They're announcing the other inductees right now. Rick Caldwell is getting announced right now.
Rick Caldwell, he goes in as a coach. He was a Knoxville graduate. Congratulations, Rick Caldwell, an 85 graduate of Knoxville. I think he might have wrestled Coach Dave Winger. Not 100% sure on that, but I think Dave Winger and Rick Caldwell were competitors. That was the same conference, but Rick Caldwell graduated in 85 from Knoxville. He was a state qualifier, got his degree at Buena Vista, and he was a two-time All-American with an 85-46-3 record, and he did an assistantship at BGM. That's, I believe, Brooklyn What's the other schools in BGM, Kevin? Marengo's one of them. So over there in East Central Iowa. But he had a 19-year head coaching career. He coached at Iowa Falls, Ames, and then at Waverly Shell Rock. He retired in 2011, and he was a Wartburg coach as well. So congratulations to Knoxville native Rick Caldwell. And technically, that makes four of the seven.
Southern Iowa.
Four of the seven inductees into the 2018 Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame are from the South Central Conference. Three of them, though, were from the same school, Centerville.
As I'm sitting looking through your binoculars, the last two to be announced, the very last one will be T.J. Seabolt, and then right ahead of him was going to be Chad Zapital, will be the ones that get announced here. So there are two more prior to Zapital.
Well, right now, we are doing the introductions. I believe they're
Mark Kist is going in, isn't he?
Mark Kist, he's from Eagle Grove.
He will be after this announcement here, and then it'll be Chad Zapital and then T.J. Siebel.
All right. Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in here, this is Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran. We are up in the air, high above the mats in high fidelity, and we are joined by Joe Millage up here in the booth. We've got Russ Oker out in the crowd. He's looking for some folks to interview, and the folks he's going to interview may not want to be interviewed, but they're going to be the parents of these kids. They're going to wrestle for the championship tonight.
Because what are you going to do when Russ Oker puts a mic just right in your face? I mean, you're going to have to say something.
You're going to start talking.
You're going to start talking.
And speaking of talking, let's talk about what a great bunch of sponsors that we have here. We've got the Sinclair Tractor Broadcast booth up here. We've got American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC. They are bringing this broadcast into your homes in this evening as we progress. And we're going to crown champions tonight, 14 times three of them, here at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Well, and we're going to bring you every match tonight, class 1A, 2A, 3A. But our primary focus is going to be on 106, 113, 120, and I believe 170. So we got Matthew Lewis, Nathaniel Giovanna of Centerville. You got Aiden Reeves of Albia and Lucas Rowland of PCM, the four Southern Iowa finalists that we're going to bring you.
All right. We're going to go to the tunnel here and get Coach Dave Wenger here before the finals. And we got a minute here before we're going to have Chad Zapital and T.J. Siebold out. So let's see if we can go to the tunnel and get Coach Dave Wenger here just real quickly.
Joe Millage down in the tunnel with Albia head coach Dave Wenger. And, Coach, we talked about the picture that's on your wall, and you need a new picture. You might get that tonight.
Yeah, that's what we work for. And we work for a piece of paper. It's kind of funny. We put in all that work and over the summer and throughout the winter months to get a piece of paper put up on the wall. But seems kind of weird, but that's our motivation. So that's what we're going after.
That picture we got last year of Aiden Reeves jumping up, hands in the air, Dave Wenger, hands in the air. That was just something. That was a spectacle. Excuse me. But tonight we can see that happen again. I believe Aiden Reeves is one of 16 or 17 that are going for number two.
Yeah, I don't keep track of that much. So if that's the case, that's cool. It's not that we're really trying to defend anything. That's the thing. A lot of people have been asking us this week, how's it feel to try to defend a state title? We don't defend state titles. We try to get another one. So that's what we're trying to do. It's the opponent's there for a reason. He's a good wrestler, so we're going to have to do the things that's got us here all year long. And if we do that, we'll be good.
Your wrestlers are part of your family, and family is first with the Wenger family. You're going to sit in the stands with your family to watch this this unfold here tonight, the Grand March at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's something that we've made a tradition in our family, and so we stick tight, and I like to try to enjoy it with my family. The kids don't really need me right now. He'll need me right before we go on the mat, so I'll enjoy this with my family, and then it'll be time to go to work. So.
Yeah, this is a noisy tunnel here, but We're talking with Coach Dave Winger, and Coach, as Aiden gets ready to come out, I know you've talked to him recently. He's in good shape. He's really at the prime and at the peak of his game here. Probably not a whole lot you had to tell him tonight going in.
No, we stayed away from each other today, actually. So he did his own thing, and I did my own thing, and he knows what it takes to get ready. So I just kind of gave him his distance, and I can trust that he's going to do the right things, and he knows what to do. So saw him for the first time about an hour before we came to the arena. So just trying to control our energy right now is the main thing, and our emotions that can drain you. So just trying to keep track of our emotions, and that way we have a little bit more when we go.
What do you know about his opponent?
I know that he's tough, and I know that he's hungry. So a freshman that you know, I'm sure that he's prepared well, and he knocked off last year's runner-up, so he can't be taken lightly because he's a freshman. So we're just going to have to go out and ride the horse that we've been on all year long.
Well, Coach, we'll see Aiden here in just a little bit. How many consecutive years is this for championship night for you, Dave Winger?
Yeah, I don't know, buddy. That's a Darren Helm question. I really don't. And it's weird because when I hear that on the radio or on TV, I say, yeah, sure, those coaches keep track of that stuff. But I could figure it out, but I would not be accurate right now. I'm just worried about getting another one here. So it's been several, so I can get used to it. I love it, and it inspires me to get here again next year.
He's a proud supporter of Albia High Schools. He's got the Albia pin on tonight. We're going to let you go back to your seat with your family and watch the Grand March. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations, Coach.
Yep, thanks for everything you guys do. And shout out to my buddy Spud, who's listening, and the Sohn family, Zach's in the hospital, and I know he's listening. So get better, Z, and love you guys. Take care.
Love you, Coach, and congratulations. Joe, Kevin, Travis, back up to you from the tunnel.
Great job, Joe Millage, down there in the tunnel. And I think we're going to have a little interview right now in the stands from Russ W. Oker. Russ, if you can hear me, turn your mic on, and we'll get that click, so we'll know that you're there.
You bet, guys. I got you down.
All right, let's go to Russ Oker in the stands. Who you got, Russ?
All right, guys, I'm down here in the stands with the Centerville fans, and Virgilio Genovana is here getting ready to watch his son wrestle for a state title. Can you imagine what that must be like right now? You know, we wonder how nervous the wrestlers are, but I can't even imagine being a parent. This has got to be exciting and very nerve-wracking, Virgilio.
Yeah, it is. We are so nervous, too, for my kid.
Tell me what your day's been like knowing that your son was going to wrestle for a state title as a freshman in high school. I bet this has been a long day.
Well, happy for him, and everybody in the farm is happy for him, and we are wishing him the best of luck today.
You're surrounded by other fans from Centerville. I've got a feeling if he wins, it's going to be a pretty rowdy place right here.
Yeah, I hope so. I really will win. It is. My son told me that someday he will be in this stage, and now he's here, and we hope that he will win today.
He's just a freshman. I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. He's got 3 years of high school left, but I know he wants to get it done tonight. Have you talked to him today?
No. Last night, we talked last night, and he's pretty excited, too. Yeah.
All right, who from his family is here? What family members are here for Nathaniel?
Oh, we are complete. We have here his mom and his two brothers and his sister.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We wish you the best of luck. All of Centerville cheering for your son. He's made us proud already, whatever happens tonight, but I know we all want a big victory. Thank you, Virgilio.
Thank you very much, too.
All right, guys, I can't even imagine what it would be like to watch your son go for a state title. And his mother, very, very nervous, I can tell. She's wiggling around in her seat, and we still got a little ways to go, but what an awesome feeling, and we're so honored to be able to bring it back to the folks at home here on KIIC Radio. Russ W. Oker from the crowd with Virgilio Genovana getting ready to watch. We got Matthew Lewis's parents hopefully coming up soon, guys.
How cool is this, folks? This is Reality Radio on 96.7. You might have been tuning in here to get some of that classic country music on 96.7, but you just got a couple of great interviews from a coach and a parent that are going to be having their student and their protege and their son going for the gold here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are so happy to be bringing this to you here on 96.7. Hey, tell your friends, tell your family, tune it in to 96.7. Tell them to dial it up on the World Wide Web at www.kiicradio.com or download that Thunderbolt app and catch up on what is the best thing that is going on probably in the world tonight. We are here live from Wells Fargo Arena for the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Kevin Cochran, the electricity is building. The excitement is crescending. This is awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, we are getting ready to start the 106-pound matches, and just to showcase those, in 1A, you're going to have number 3-ranked Daniel Kimball of Gilbertville Don Bosco taking on Jameis Wilson, the number 1-ranked from Alburnett. In Class 2A, Centerville's Matthew Lewis, number 2, going against number 1, Jaden Cadle of Columbus Community. In Class 3A, you have number 1, Colin Schriever of Mason City versus number 2, Drake Ayala of Fort Dodge. So you have the premier matches set up where we've talked about earlier, maybe we had number 1, number 2. Right now, you're getting the best of the best.
This is the best of the best. This is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and it is the 2018 edition, and we're getting ready to start the Grand March, folks. This is so wonderful. All the place winners here are going to be coming out in their warm-up gear, and they will do the Grand March around the three honorable mats where the competition will continue and a champion will be crowned. Starting at 106 pounds and concluding with the super heavyweight 285 pounders. Dreams will be completed. Achievements will be checked off and the Iowa High School Championships 2018 edition will be completed. And you've heard it all here on 96.7 KIIC. So happy to be able to bring you these broadcasts. We've got great sponsors doing this for you. I want to thank the fine folks at People's State Bank in Albia and Ottumwa, McGriff's of Fremont, New Sharon. We've got the great folks at United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, Real Estate, the Ammons Crew, Summers Car Credit, Belzer Equipment, Phil Griffin at the Phil Griffin Agency, American Family Insurance. Also, our broadcast booth sponsors, Sinclair Tracker. They are sponsoring our broadcast booth. So, Kevin, we're going to have this grand march in the corner of the auditorium here, folks. This vast facility is the podium, the 2018 IHSAA Wrestling Champions podium. And right now, it is the 106 weight being put up there.
And we're going to run this live on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling.
Right now, Kevin Cochran is working on the live broadcast of the Grand March. So go to KIC Wrestling at KIC Wrestling and you can see this for yourself.
And I just want to mention real quick for our Sheraton listeners, one of the guys leading the march tonight is none other than Bob Swanson, or Bobby Swanson. Now, Bob Swanson was a coach at Sheraton. He coached football. He coached several different sports there. And his son, Bob, is the head of all security for CSC. In fact, I ran into him just a little bit ago over at Bacon Fest, and he's one of the three. So, Sheraton fans, be proud. We've got the head of CSC Security, Bob Swanson, a Sheraton native down there, leading the Grand March along with a Polk County deputy and Des Moines police officer.
Oh, this is so cool. The athletes are coming out by weight class, leading the way were the 106-pounders. The 145-pounders are now marching to the west end of the auditorium. They're splitting and going back in another direction. And it's an impressive sight to see indeed. All the place winners, save the champion and runner-up, they're still back in the tunnel getting their warm-up in. We've got the colors for our nation being prepared for our nation's anthem. It is a grand procession here. The grand procession at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And it is live right now on at KIICWrestling.com. Kevin Cochran providing that for us here up in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
Just what a cool experience for all these wrestlers. If I've got it calculated right, there should be 336 wrestlers down there. The eight that are going to be on the stand, six of the placements we already know, and we're still waiting to decide who is going to be the champion in each weight class.
And there it is, the 285-pounders complete the march. They form a formidable alley through which the colors for our nation and our state will march through and be presented. Everyone in the arena remains standing, and the colors are going to be presented by the ROTC here on championship evening at Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Championships. We will make it live for you right here. Here comes our colors being marched out by the ROTC. The ROTC members are dressed in their blue uniforms. Our nation's flag is being carried behind the first armor bearer. They have marched onto the mats and halted. They make a right march, and they're going to go straight to the center of the mat. They present arms, and we will have our national anthem here at the Wells Fargo Arena for the championship round of the 2018 Iowa High School Championships. The announcer is memorializing those whose sacrifice was the most ultimate.
Please remain standing until the colors are retired. To honor America, our national anthem will be sung by senior Mariah Seeley from West Delaware High School. She's a four-year member of the Iowa All-State Chorus, as well as a soloist with the 2015 Chorus. Mariah has received numerous superior ratings at state solo and small ensemble festivals, including Best of the Center. She is involved in the Joint Choir, Musical, Dance, Speech, three-year State National Anthem Soloist, International Thespian Festival, and several other activities. Her future plans include attending a four-year college with a goal of becoming a Broadway performer. Her high school director is Dwayne Pilgrim. Ladies and gentlemen, our National Anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through
take it to.
I think they might have saved the best for last there, Kevin.
But hey, we're going to take it to Russ Oker.
Russ. What do you got for us?
All right, guys, I'm right here with Matthew Lewis's parents. I can't imagine, guys, how long of a day this has been for you. Your son is going to wrestle for a state title. Tell me about this day. It's had to have seemed like it lasts forever.
It has, but it's all here and it's all worth it.
Well, I know win or lose, you got to be awful proud of this young man.
Very blessed to be here to watching him and just. we're ready for this thing to go.
All right, Patty, what's it like to be a mom? I mean, you got to be beside yourself right now.
Oh, I'm nervous, and it's just a surreal experience. This is what we've been training and working for years, so I'm proud of my son.
How glad are you that he's 106 and you have to wait for another flower?
I'm very glad. We're ready for this date and this time.
Guys, congratulations. The entire community is very, very proud of your son either way. But he's going to bring us a state title tonight. And then we're going to cheer for Nathaniel. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Bob and Patty Lewis, guys, can you even imagine what it must be like to be the parents of somebody wrestling for a state title? And they've got great seats, and they are, I can tell, very, very nervous, but very, very proud. What a moment. Back to you guys.
Hey, what a great interview. What a great venue, and what a great ceremony there with the national anthem and the Grand March.
Yeah, it's a great honor to be here in the Grand March. You get to see everybody that's going to be on the medal stand. But, hey, Russ, if you're listening, real quick, just we're curious, where is the Centerville section? Where do we need to kind of pay attention to where we're going to hear the cheers and the roars on these first two finals matches?
Well, the Lewis family is sitting in 112, and there's quite a few Centerville people there. Jenna Banya's in 103, quite a bit of people there, but 307 is where the bulk of the Centerville people are, so you're going to hear it from all sorts of areas if things go well for Centerville tonight.
All right, that's the one thing you never know is that when they distribute these tickets, you just got to find a way to get a ticket, period. So I know we've talked about we got some people in 104, in 105, 112, 108, wherever. I've heard up in 305, 304. So they are all over, and you're going to hear the cheers come out. They are mopping the mats. The wrestlers are starting to come out. Matthew Lewis right there jumping rope right now, getting his heart rate up, getting ready to go. I am excited about what we're going to see, Joe.
If you don't have excitement in your veins right now, you are probably not even alive. This is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. And we are going to bring you all three matches. We will have a designated radio broadcaster, an amateur radio broadcaster, for each the 1A, the 2A, and the 3A matches here for you from our Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. And we'll have the feature matches, and obviously the feature matches at 106 pounds is going to be Matthew Lewis.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I want to cut in here. I'm right down here on the mat, and I got to tell you, there is nothing in the world like being right on the mat. Kevin knows he wrestled here, but I am right on the mat for this. And you talk about looking up from here and seeing this crowd. What an amazing event. And you guys have a special opportunity to call what should be a very special night.
It is a very special night, and you are in a great place. They've added chairs for the competitors that aren't in the finals. And so all the people in the Grand March are also in the gallery. They've made room in chairs there for the guys when they turned this 8-mat arena into a 3-mat arena. I just think that is so great that they've got all those people down there. This is just an awesome scene. You've got the cheerleaders are all in here in a great big wad in the south end of the auditorium. It's a cornucopia of beauty here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, we just got word this is the 31st year in a row that the Iowa State High School Final Championship round has been sold out. Sold out. And I can go back and tell you, back when I was coaching, if you would send in as a school and say, hey, I want 200 tickets, you might only get 30. Or you might only get 50. And if you did not have it postmarked by December 1, if it said December 2 on it, it went in the trash and you never got tickets. They were sold out day one. Period. And it's an amazing sight. That's why we've talked about this is the premier high school event of all sports in all states. And ESPN did a special on Iowa High School Wrestling probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And just a phenomenal thing. Oh, back when it was 4 days, because we used to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there would be more than 100,000 people come through Wells Fargo Arena in the 4 days.
It is electric. It is excitement. It is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live on 96.7 KIIC. Dial it up. Call your friends. Tell them that we're here at Wells Fargo Arena, and we are going to bring you this live wrestling action here. I would say we're going to be about, 10 minutes away from the open?
Oh, probably not even that. We're probably looking closer, but on the blue mat right here to our broadcast booth on the right is going to be Class 2A. Right in the middle of us is going to be Class 1A, and right here the blue mat on our left is going to be Class 3A. And we've talked about the wrestlers coming up. A lot of one versus two, one versus two, one versus three. So I believe in Class 1A, it is one versus three. Class 2A, one versus two. Class 3A, one versus two. So these are going to be some knockdown, drag-out matches.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, Coach Matt Johnson and Coach Darren Carson look mighty good in their suits. As a wrestler, you know you've done your part when you put your coat in a, when you put your coach in a suit and tie. That in and of itself means you've done something pretty important.
Without a doubt, and each one of those guys in a suit, they want to be hanging a gold medal around their wrestler's neck. And I think we got Travis Zappel in the tunnel. Travis, are you getting ready for some tunnel action down there? Do we have you mic'd up? Want to make sure that we got you there after this 106-pound win for Matthew Lewis.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe, and also want to let the folks know, go out there on the at KIIC Wrestling and maybe get a season live here on Twitter.
All right, we got Travis Zappel on the tunnel mic. We got Russ Oker in the crowd. Those are great mics brought to you by Morton Buildings and GNP Insurance here live from Wells Fargo Arena. It is Championship Saturday. We got all the place winners crowned. All we got to do is find out who the champion's going
to
be.
Yeah, hey, and Travis, you're right. We're going to try to bring you as much coverage. We're going to try to do as much on Twitter as we can. But you know what? I mean, up here in this booth, there's only so much that me and Joe Sinclair can do. I mean, Joe Millage is up here. He's up here for moral support. But there's only so much that me and Joe Sinclair can do from a technologically standpoint on Twitter and Bookface and whatever else we got to do social media-wise.
We are in a great environment here. This place is electric. It is unbelievable how much electricity is going through the crowd. The anticipation is building. I just can't wait till these 106-pounders come out here and take the mat. I think they're doing this on purpose.
Hey, but this broadcast is going to be broadcasted on the Iowa High School Sports Network. It's going to be live stream video. I believe it's DirecTV channel 665. And on Dish Network, 429, somewhere in there. It's Chicago Comcast. So you'll be able to watch the championships right there. But why would you want to watch them when you can listen to the KIIC 96.7 broadcast?
I think it would be neat. I think it would be neat to watch it.
Turn the volume down.
No. If you got one of those TVs that you can delay the TV broadcast, so like you hit pause until our broadcast, actually our broadcast is going to be way
ahead
before.
Yeah,
be way
ahead of it.
I don't know. Is there a way, Joe Millage, that you can delay the radio broadcast, you know, record it and then back it up? Is that an Alexa deal? How do you do that, Joe Millage?
Well, we can put a delay on. We can put an 8-second delay on, and the folks at home actually then can pause their TV because we're first. Let's see, how does that work? Actually, here's the best way to do it, is to stream it and pause the stream and sync it up then with your TV. That's actually the best way to do it.
That would be cool. Oh, wow, they just dimmed the lights here at the Wells Fargo Arena. The only lights that are on are the lights in our 96.7 KIIC broadcast booth, sponsored by John Deere Sinclair Tractor, and the place is dark. People have got their cell phones lit up. Oh, man, we need to get that on Twitter. Go to at KIIC Wrestling. And it is cool in the Wells Fargo Arena right now. And it is dark. And people have their phones lit up. It is awesome.
There is going to be a 10-second countdown clock displayed on the video board. And when that clock hits zero, we go live.
They are going to have a 10-second countdown at the... I'm going to have to try to fire my phone up and get this going, too.
We are live on Twitter right now.
Television debut. Please welcome the legendary Mr. Wrestler himself, Coach Dan Gable.
Oh, they brought wrestling royalty in. It's Dan Gable. Dan Gable in the house is going to start our evening off.
The Iowa High School State Wrestling Championship
This is going to be a live TV broadcast to the world. Dan Gable is going to start the clock at 10 seconds when it goes live. The crowd is going wild as Dan Gable is announced as the person that is going to get it cranked up. They got some AC/DC music counting down. Hy-Vee is the sponsor of this. We're glad to have Hy-Vee as our sponsor as well. And the crowd goes wild. There it is, folks. Thunderstruck on Thunder Country at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And we didn't even have to have Shane back in the booth. Cue it up. We got Shane in the booth. We are live at the Wells Fargo Arena. Here we go. Got the binoculars out. Kevin, set it up for us here. Matthew Lewis.
This is a district rematch from Fairfield, Iowa, 1 week ago on Saturday night. Matthew Lewis lost to Jerry Cadle in the ultimate tiebreaker by a score of 3-2. And I have a feeling we're going to have a new result tonight. We are just underway. So, mat number one, Matthew Lewis, Jerry Cadle. In the middle mat, we've got Daniel Kimball versus Jameis Wilson. And on a 3A mat, Colin Shriver versus Drake Ayala of Fort Dodge.
All right. The first points to be scored are down here in the 3A match.
Now, here's how this first match went with against Cadle and Lewis is that Lewis immediately took Cadle down, and then that was the only takedown in the entire match. Escapes was the only thing that happened. So, to me, tonight, a takedown by Lewis is going to be very important for him to try to get that lead. Cadle, known for being very tough on top. Lewis had trouble, could not get out from underneath him, and that's how Cadle won the match.
All right, 40 seconds into it. Centerville's Matthew Lewis against Jared Cadle from Columbus.
And he's
off the mat, out of bounds.
Guys,
Ross.
I was in Fairfield, and I could tell you that Cadle never actually had an escape that he earned until overtime. Lewis, even then he didn't. Lewis cut him every time.
All right, well, we are on our feet here. It is the 106-pound championship action. Centerville's Matthew Lewis on the mat against Jared Cadle from Columbus. It is a freshman for Centerville, a junior for Columbus. They're on their feet, no score, and we are a minute and 15 into this 106-pound championship contest live from Wells Fargo Arena.
Oh, and Cadle
on 96.7.
Cadle gets a stall warning already.
Cadle is warned for stalling.
The head official is Lanny Brand. The assistant official is Dan Halder. And Cadle has already been warned. That could come back and be a huge presence in this match.
All right. Other matches, Class 2A, no score here. Class 3A, it's a 2-1 advantage for Mason City over Fort Dodge. Class 1A, it's all knotted up 2-2.
And guys, Matt Johnson alertly let Matthew Lewis know that his opponent had been warned for stalling. He wanted his wrestler to know.
Here's a single leg shot in here by Cadle. Cadle's in deep on single leg. A whizzer being applied by Lewis from Centerville. Lewis tries a whizzer out of this thing. Nice job breaking down Cadle, and he gets Cadle broken down on the mat. So he's got that going for him here with 2 seconds to go. He will avoid takedown.
That was a nice job by Lewis on kind of bull rushing him there and getting Cadle out of position where Cadle had to flatten out.
Really good job there by Lewis hitting that whizzer in between the tricep and the ribs of Cadle as Cadle was in there deep on that single leg shot. Nice job there. Defensive wrestling for Matthew Lewis to stop that takedown.
And interesting here, guys, Lewis had a choice. Cadle deferred. Lewis chose down. At the districts, Lewis chose neutral when it was his choice.
All right. Well,
yeah, and that might have been the demise because Cadle rode him out or in the tiebreaker to win the match. So, yeah, now this is very important if Lewis can come up, get out, get the escape.
Well, he needs to get this first
thing,
point.
Score the first point.
He's got to score from the bottom.
That's so important.
Yeah, Lewis is going to try to score first. Score from the bottom. Catching up in Class 1A. Don Bosco is tied with Auburn at 2-2 as they go to the second period. Class 3A, it is a 3-1 advantage, Mason City over Fort Dodge. We are live here at Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to keep it right here with you in Class 2A. Centerville, Iowa, 106-pounder Matthew Lewis is on the mat in a scoreless tie against Jared Cadle from Columbus. And Cadle is covering Lewis in the second period. Lewis had his choice, took down. He's trying to bust out of there and be the first point in this 106-pound match. Wrestlers are right at the center of the mat. It is a deep waist ride in here for Cadle. He's got the deep waist in on the right side, tries to bar the arm. He does get that right arm of Lewis barred. Lewis tries to stand up and brought right back to the mat by Cadle. A tough ride here for Cadle here, and we're going to have a stalemate with 47 seconds left in this second period.
Quick update over here on Class 3A. Shriver leads by a score of 3-1. Shriver is only a sophomore, but he is a returning state champion. So he is looking to try to continue that four-time state championship. And Ayala, only a freshman, still trying to get his first. So big match over here in Class 3A.
I tell you what, here in Class 2A, Jared Cadle from Columbus is putting a heck of a ride on Matthew Lewis in the second period. Lewis has tried a couple stand-ups. He's tried to hit a switch. It's been really good hand control by Cadle. He's not really getting off the hips. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get another stall call, but he's doing just enough to avoid that stall call. He's just controlling the hands of Matthew Lewis, and now we got another stalemate with 14 seconds to go, and we really need to see Matthew Lewis explode off this whistle, just explode with either a sit-out or a stand-up. Definitely clear his elbows and wrists when he tries to get away from Cadle here, and he needs to score in this second period. But I tell you what, a good tomahawk chop on the ankle by Cadle there stops the stand-up by Lewis, and Lewis is going to wind up here going to the third period in this scoreless tie, and Cadle will definitely take down and try to get that escape and take the lead.
Yep, and we're almost seeing a deja vu, I think, of the district match. I wasn't there at the time, but the way it sounds, besides the takedown, and then Cadle got an escape immediately, and then Cadle got an escape to go into overtime with the score of 2-2.
All right, catching up on the other matches.
A takedown is going to have to happen.
Other matches in Class 1A, Don Bosco, Daniel Kimball is up 4-2 on Jameis Wilson from Albernett going to the third period. Class 3A, it's a 5-1 contest. Mason City Shriver over Ayala from Fort Dodge, 5-1 in that Class 3A 106-pound championship match. Time's just expiring in the second period. They're getting ready to go to the third.
And Cadle does take down position. Lewis covers him. Lewis is going to either try to turn him or he's going to have to try to ride him out and take it into overtime and get a takedown on his feet.
But right now, they are at the center of the mat. It is Matthew Lewis covering Jared Cadle. And Cadle trying to work a sit out here. And a nice job here with the funky leg. That funky leg is being put in here by Matthew Lewis. He's got his left leg on the inside of the right leg. He's going to try to stretch him out and maybe do an Oklahoma here. If he can stretch him out here, pull him out and do an Oklahoma.
Well, he's in that position there.
He's got him stretched out now. He's in position to do it.
And he needs some time off the clock.
It does eat time off the clock. And it's a hard job when you're on the bottom, but there he kicks the leg out. Cadle kicks the leg out, so now Matthew Lewis with a traditional try here at a butcher.
And we are down to 1 minute, folks. 55 seconds remains here in the third period.
And look at Matthew Lewis. He's teed out trying to put a half Nelson in. He is so far off the hips right now that he is really working hard trying to get that half Nelson put in, and we are going to be back to the center of the mat in a neutral position with only 44 seconds to go. What great wrestling action here in the third period. No score in this championship match. All right. Cadle gets set on the right-hand side.
Lewis covers. A little sit out try there, a spin around by Cadle off the whistle. Lewis counters with the hand control. He's got hand control on the right hand. He's got two on one, deep waist on the left side, gaining control of the right wrist of Cadle. And now it looks like Matthew Lewis is going to try to turn that into a tilt. He's got a butcher possibility. He could probably come right out of the front and try to work a butcher on Cadle. Cadle broken down on his shoulders, but he's got his hips underneath of him. Now Cadle breaks him down, working hard. Now Cadle doing a good job.
Only 7 seconds left, though.
7 seconds. This could be a two-minute ride for Cadle. Hey, a cradle opportunity here. It's a corkscrew ride for Lewis, and we go to a sudden victory, no score. Wow.
Here we go
and
again.
What's the criteria if nobody scores a point in the final? It's a coin flip?
It's a coin flip.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I think Matthew Lewis feels pretty good about this because he's better on his feet than Cadle. Not that Cadle couldn't take him down, but Matthew, this puts him probably in an advantage.
But the problem here is, Russ, we got 1 minute left. You know, these guys have wrestled on their feet for 2 minutes in that first period, and nobody could get anything done. That's the issue here is now time is of the essence. We're going to go into a one-minute sudden victory overtime, and then we're going to take 30 minutes
we got
if
40,
nobody scores here.
We got 43 seconds left on the sudden victory clock. The wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. Also remember that Cadle has been warned for stalling. So if he can get backed up enough and the official throws that stall warning on him, which it looks to me like could possibly potentially happen, that is a sudden victory point and a win for Matthew Lewis. I don't think the official wants to interject himself into that equation that much, but if he does, there will definitely be a verbal warning before he throws that whistle. Oh, he's just about got to do it. Matthew Lewis is backing up. He is backing up Jared Cadle, clear to the edge of the mat here in this overtime period with 8 seconds. And I do see the official saying something to Jared Cadle right now. Man, I wish I was down there on the mat to hear what he just said. I hope he just said, you got 8 seconds to do something besides back up. He's backing him up. That's got to be stalling.
I mean, Cadle's done nothing, guys.
That's got to be stalling.
There it is.
There it is. They call stalling, and that is a 1 point with 1 second to go. Matthew Lewis is the state champion on a penalty point. The official told the wrestler from Columbus with 8 seconds to go that he had to do something, and Matthew Lewis is your state champion. We called it here for you, a 96.7.
Hold on, though.
There's still 1 second here.
Well, I think they're going to have to. The scoreboard says 1-0, and Matthew Lewis takes off his leg band, and
that
you hear the booze from Columbus, but that is right. You heard it here, folks. I called it. You heard it. We said that Lewis was the aggressor, and they had to call stalling, but he wasn't going to do it until the official warned the wrestler from Columbus that, hey, you got to do something. And the official stopped it, brought him back with 8 seconds, and said words to the Columbus wrestler. And I said it right here. You heard it on your radio at home. The Columbus wrestler got warned. If you don't do something, you're going to get called for stalling. And the official did what he had to do at the state championship. You can't stall your way off the mat.
Guys, I got Matthew right here. Matthew Lewis, you are a state champion. How's that sound?
Great. I think I deserve it. So
I think you do too.
Put into it.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. It looked like Cadle just dodged you the whole match. He got the stalling call. That's a tough call to make by the official, but it was the right call. He ran from you that entire match.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so what happens next? You going to Disney World or what? You're a state champ.
I'm just going to eat a little bit, take a nap, relax, watch my partners and stuff wrestle.
You want to watch So, but I also know you probably want to go hug your parents. I interviewed them before. I know they want to hug Matthew. Man, you're a stud. Great job.
Thanks.
Hey, on KIIC Radio, it doesn't get any better than this. There's a lot of people who want to hug this kid. Joe Millage is on camera. This is awesome. Way to go. We're on KIIC Thunder Country. Back to you guys for Nate.
All right, we're back here, and now we're getting ready for the 113 pounds, Nathaniel Ginnabana. He's going to be getting ready to take on his opponent. I see Coach Johnson and Coach Whistler down there in the corner. So they got back-to-back wrestlers here, and then we're going to bring you 120 pounds, Aiden Reeves of Albia.
Hey, we got to do our job. Who won in 1A and 3A?
Colin Schriever was the winner in Class 3A, and I believe Kimball of Gilbertville Don Bosco was the winner in Class 1A. Yes.
And the winner in Class 2A was Centerville's very own Matthew Lewis.
Matthew Lewis on a penalty. No points scored in the entire... There was not a point scored in the entire match.
Yeah.
Point.
I just love the way the official did it the right way. He told that kid from Columbus on the break with 8 seconds to go, he goes, hey, you got to do something. And he did nothing but go backwards, backwards, backwards. And he whistled him up for the stall call with 1 second left in sudden victory. And it was the right call. It was absolutely the right call. All right.
And we are here, ready to go here. We're going to have
Nick Oldham from Valley West Des Moines. We'll keep you caught up on his match. He used to live in Albia. Class 2A, it's Nate Ginobana. We heard his dad, Virgil, give us the nerves that he had.
Ginobana. He's going against Andrew Flora of ADM, number 3, ranked 45-1 on the year. Ginobana, 5th ranked, 32-2 on the year.
Those wrestlers are on their feet.
And, of course, Ginobana guys fought injury all season, or he'd probably have 40 wins.
That's right. He has been injured for a couple of weeks in there.
Nate Ginobana in a front headlock right now against 4 from ADM. Adel DeSoto Minburn. We got a good match going for you here. And, folks, it's going to be hot and heavy until this 120-pound match is over when we got Aiden Reeves on the mat. But we are definitely fired up here in these first three weights. 106-pounder Matthew Lewis, state champion for Centerville. We got Nate Ginobana out on the mat against Andrew Flora at 113 pounds, trying to become the 2A 113-pound champion here at Wells Fargo Arena. And those two wrestlers are on their feet. They go outside the circle. An official brings them back to the center of the mat. There is 1 minute, 1 second left here in this first period.
Hey, and be sure to give us a shout-out on the text line. This is sponsored by Southern Iowa Technologies, 641-799-1437. Give us a shout-out here. We're going to be here till the wee hours of the night, 10:30. And we'll give a wrap-up, so let us know where you're listening from.
We'll be here till this show's over. All right, Ginobana off the mat again. Come back with 42 seconds to reset it. Ginobana with the black championship singlet on for the Centerville Big Reds. His ADM opponent, Andrew Flora, a tall, lanky 113-pounder. Looks like long-legged, a lot of leverage, probably tries to work a lot of cradles. Now he's trying to work some hand control at the center of the mat against Ginobana. Ginobana trying to get inside position and drop down to an ankle. And he tries to get down on that ankle, and he pushes Flora backwards. Flora with a pretty well bandaged up set of knees there. I don't know if that's because of Matt Byrne or he's got issues with ligaments, but definitely Ginobana, a little shorter, a little stockier. And we are going to go back to the center of the mat with 1 second left on this first period clock.
Just an update here on Class 3A. Oldham leads at the end of the first period by a score of 4-0 over Rathjen of Ankeny. And in Class 1A, Allard of West Sioux leads by a score of 5-0 over Briar Rees of Logan Magnolia. And we're going to get ready to start the second period. We've seen the same thing now two matches in a row going into the second period with a 0-0 score, Joe.
This has been tight wrestling. Neither of the first two matches you would say that the wrestlers came out and wrestled freely. They're wrestling like they're in the state championship, a little bit more conservative and not as much flair and flash. But Ginobana has got the down position. He's in a stand-up situation right now, and they go off the mat just before the stall call can be awarded against ADM.
You couldn't hardly have two different body types. Ginobana is short and stocky, and his opponent is tall and lanky. They couldn't be two more opposite right here.
Well, the key right now for Ginobana is to bust out of here from the bottom. Make sure that he keeps his head up and away from his knee, because these long, tall guys at the lower weights are cat quick at putting in cradles. And you can kind of see a leg being put in here by Flora for ADM. Looks like he's going to try to lock up a cradle right now. He goes to a deep waist tilt. Now stand up by Ginobana. Flora is out front. Works him back down the mat. He's got the shoulders of Ginobana down on the mat. Ginobana's got his hips up. And now Ginobana tries to turn and face, but taken back to the mount by Flora. Flora with his head down gives Ginobana a chance to maybe pop out of there with a stand-up or a stand-up switch. But good pressure being put on here by Flora. And, man, this is a replay of our 106-pound matchup.
where we had our Centerville wrestler take down in a scoreless tie and get victimized by a very hard ride from a tough, tough opponent. And it is a tough, tough opponent here. Andrew Floor from ADM working on Centerville freshman Nate Genovana.
Yeah, I mean, here's another thing where we talked about. You got to score that first point because you don't want to leave it down to a coin flip if you go into that ultimate tiebreaker.
Well, there's only 22 seconds left in this period, but Genovana right at the edge of the mat. They go off the mat. Looks like Oldham's in a little bit of trouble in Class 3A. The Ankeny kid trying to work him. You heard the crowd roar on that as Genovana goes off the mat. He will come back to the center mat, still being covered by Andrew Fora from ADM. And really, that first move of Genovana is it's kind of a turn instead of a swim out or a switch or a stand-up. And good job there by Fora countering that. And he rides him for the whole 2 minutes, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, Genovana does normally a good job of controlling hands, but we're going to see what's going to happen here in the third period. And just an update, all the cheers you heard was because Rathjen from Ankeny had Oldham on his back and gets a two-point near fall to take the lead going into the third period. But Oldham has his choice, and he's going down.
All right, speaking of third periods, it starts here in the 113-pound Class 2A championship. And it'll be Nate Genovana covering Andrew Flora from ADM. Flora's whistle move is a little bit of a circle. Now he tries to work a sit-out. Genovana has hand control on the left side, tries to chin him back, uses a deep waist on the right-hand side to break down his ADM opponent, Andrew Flora. Now he's got him broken down. He's still on the hips. Going to need to get off the hips to avoid a stall call. He works that deep waist, and now a stand-up here by Flora. Flora really not doing anything either. It's kind of hard to call stalling on either wrestler if either wrestler is doing anything. There's a sit-out by Flora. Tries to chin back by Genovana. Now the stand-up again by Flora. And Flora stands up. And down into the crotch is Genovana. He's going to need to get him off the mat before he gets a stall call against him. And there is the escape for Flora. The first point of the match with 1 minute remaining in the match. Exactly. We are on our feet. Takedown wins it, Kevin.
Yeah, like I said, almost identical to previous, but without the stall call, and there hasn't been a warning yet, has there?
Neither wrestler has been warned for stalling.
I'm trying to watch a little bit of the 3A as Oldham has got his opponent on his back.
Well, right now, Genovana is in a collar tie, and he tries a little shuck by and tosses Flora off the mat. Flora knows where he's at in this match. He's got 36 seconds to go, and he can be very, very conservative. And a little bit of a wild shot right there, a little bit too far out by Genovana, and he's trying to grab a leg. He's got a good sprawl against him, against Fora. Fora did a really good job with the sprawl, and this is a clock eater with only 20 seconds to go. Genovana trying to work in there. He needs to hip him off the mat because there's only 15 ticks on the mat, and he is not going to be able to score from this position.
Well, here's one of the things that I'm just seeing. I mean, yeah, we're winding down.
Genovana is going to run out of time. We're going to go off the mat with only 6 seconds to go. So Genovana, here's what he needs to do, folks. He needs to hit a wild ankle pick, something right off the whistle, and it's that's what he needed to do right there. He needed to do that right there. He got a whistle violation, but he's got him running from him. He needs to keep him running. And there's a stall call against him with 1 second to go. We're off the mat, and nope, time expired. Nate Genovana loses by the score of 1-0. So you've got
1 second left, I think they're going to put on. But you know what? At this point, I'm not even sure why you put that second on. There's no way you're going to get a takedown in this time frame. There's the second caution, another caution. It's going to be a point.
And there it is. The champion at Class 2A, 113 pounds, is Andrew Fora from Adel DeSoto, Minburn. And congratulations to him, and also congratulations to Nate Genovana. What a great season. He comes up a point short. Just turned the Jets on maybe a little bit too late.
Guys, we see the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat with that, as we saw how excited Lewis was and the disappointment of Genovana, but that's why it's all about it. The only reason it feels so good to win is because sometimes it feels so bad to lose.
Well, they're going to do the awards for 103. Are we going to take this back to the station during commercial break?
I think that we can absolutely leave it right here for this one, because we are going to have a champion crowned on 96.7. and his name is going to be Matthew Lewis from Centerville, Iowa. Congratulations, Matthew Lewis from Centerville, Iowa. Hey, got a couple of PSAs. Wanted to tell everybody we had a lot of listeners this week in the Jefferson County area, and there's a big party going on over there, a farm party. I dial that up for you. Hey, we need to thank our sponsors, too. How about those great people at First Iowa State Bank? Also, Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company, Southern Iowa Technology. They got that text line going for us, 641-799-1437. Got to thank those folks. Hey, that farming party is Saturday, March 3rd. It's at the Fairfield Civic Center. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our broadcast booth sponsor, Sinclair Tractor, will be there. And there's a band that's going to be there called Little Texas. You ever heard of Little Texas there,
Kevin? I have not.
Well, it's on Saturday, March 3rd. It's a big show, and it'll really be a nice big farm show there in Jefferson County. It's at the Fairfield Civic Center, and Tracy Hammes is one of the organizers of it, and I want to thank her for letting us know about the big farm show at the Fairfield Civic Center on Saturday, March 3rd. Thank you, Tracy, for letting us know about that. We are going to crown a champion, Kevin, at 106 pounds from Centerville, Iowa. His name is Matthew Lewis. He had a great tournament and had the unusual situation that he scored a point by penalty, and that was the only point in the whole match. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it was. I can't say that I've seen it before, but here's Matt Johnson giving his award to Matthew Lewis.
The Class 3A 113-pound champion is Nick Oldham from Valley West Des Moines. Want to congratulate him, and I know he's got some boyhood friends that are in Albia. He was a student there for a time. Also, congratulations to Andrew Flora at 113 pounds, Class 2A champion. And Allard from Wapsie Valley is your Class 1A 113-pound champion. So congratulations to all of those folks. And there's Matthew Lewis getting his gold medal from Coach Johnson. That is a cool sight here, and I hope that what we say you're able to see. It is a great podium here. You got your champion climbs up a set of steps, and to his right, of course, is the runner-up. To his left is the third. And they go all the way down, left, right, until the eighth-place finisher is at the bottom step on the right-hand side of the champion. The seventh-place finisher is three spots up. Of course, the eighth-place finisher is three spots down. Eighth place is four spots down. Very cool deal for the wrestlers and the coaches as they crown the champions. So the 108-pound champion is crowned for Class 3A. That's Cullen Schriever from Mason City. He had a great season. He wound up getting his championship. I believe he only had one loss on his season.
Hey, guys, before you get
41.
Going... Before
ahead,
you get
Ross.
Going with Aiden Reeves, I got Coach Matt Johnson down here. The Big Red season is over. A first, a second, and a third. I know you would have liked to have had Nathaniel, but he's just a freshman. Tough match, but you got to be pretty excited about the way your team did at the state tournament.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is the time of year where you want to be wrestling your best, and I really think that all the guys that came up this weekend, they were on top of their game.
All right, Coach, congratulations. A great result for you guys as a whole. Again, it's always disappointing when you don't get the state title, especially when it's 1-0, but very proud your guys wrestled hard, and the future of Big Red Wrestling looks great. Does that sound about accurate?
That does sound about accurate, yep.
All right, guys, we're on KIC Radio, and you've got Mr. Reeves coming up looking to dominate in the Class 2A, 120 pounds. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, we are up here high above the mast in high fidelity on 96.7 in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. This mast is going to be brought to you by the fine folks at Sheraton Valley Electric and Bluff Creek Archery. We got Aiden Reeves on the mat right now. He is down there competing against Sergeant Bluff Luton's Jack Gockel. So Gockel, just a freshman, but he made it to the state championship here on the opposite side of the bracket of Aiden Reeves. And I'm going to anticipate. I said, what did I say? Eight takedowns was my over-under?
Yep, that's what you said, and I said a tech fall.
All right. Reeves is in on a single leg right now. Good job there by Gockel. And Reeves keeping the pressure on. keeping the pressure on. He's in on that single leg, works it around behind, gets the ankle, tries to get behind. Wizard being applied by Gockel. Now Gockel has to give up that takedown. It's 2-0, an escape by Gockel as Reeves cuts him, and it's 2-1. Now Reeves in again on a collar tie. He works quickly, tries that ankle pick. He's keeping the pressure on, keeps his head down. He's putting pressure on the head. Now he's in on a single leg, elevates it, trips, gets around. It looks like he's going to try to lock up a cradle. It is a cradle. It is locked up, and it's tight. I don't think he's going to get eight takedowns because he's going to get a first period pin. Aiden Reeves with the feet-to-back move. A single leg turned into a cradle. He has got his opponent on his back. Gockel is pinned in less than a minute. A 54-second pin for Aiden Reeves. Congratulations, Albie's Aiden Reeves. He didn't put out a takedown clinic there. He went out and pinned his Sergeant Bluff Luton opponent, Jack Gockel. Congratulations, Aiden Reeves, two-time state champion for your Albia Blue Demons. Congratulations. That is awesome.
When he had the opportunity to take advantage of that, he did. There was no way that he was coming off his back.
There was no way.
No way.
He had that cradle locked up tight. And it really was a textbook score after a score move. He worked in there out of a collar tie, got a leg, got the takedown. His opponent had his head a little bit too close to his knee, and Aiden Reeves snatched it together in a cradle, rolled him right over, and got the pin. That match is over, and now we can relax a little bit here, Kevin.
Well, we can, but we do have some exciting matches here. I think Kyle Muscogli is looking to get his second state championship. I believe he was a state champion last year. And Cale Happel, who Aiden Reeves wrestled earlier in the year and beat 8-0, I believe, or beat by Major.
I think we're going to have Russ Oker give us Aiden Reeves. Russ, you got Aiden in the booth, in the tunnel?
Hey, congratulations.
It's Travis.
First period pin for Aiden. Didn't expect to see that one coming.
No, he didn't. You know, the thing about Aiden is you never separate and he's always going to go. And we really had a nice day. Was under control and did all the right things, got rested up and got away from me. That probably was the biggest part. He got away from me all day and you know, did his own thing. He knows how to get ready for these matches, and he doesn't necessarily need me to be around him all the time. So and I got a chance to hang out with my family too. So you know, it's a really cool thing that we've got going right now, stringing them together pretty good. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm a pretty lucky guy to be able to coach guys like this. So got the best seat in the house, and I get to hang out with them, and it makes me look pretty good. So
kids like this make your job easy.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, he does all the right things. You can ask kids to do things, but it's up to them to do it. And if they choose not to do it, then they're not going to have the success. So. Obviously, that's what we need him to do. So, is a real good word for that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Hey, good job, Travis Abel, on that Morton Buildings tunnel, Mike. I know that those officials are a little bit stingier about where you get to interview those kids.
Hey, guys, got Aiden here. We're trying to sneak out here a little closer to you. Aiden, congratulations. Big first period pin.
It felt good, man. Went out there and got after it. Still been out a little bit on my feet early, but just had to keep snapping and keep moving. I was able to get to that same leg twice, and you know, I felt his head hanging there a little bit, so I just kind of went for it.
Well, Joe Sinclair told me before the match that he predicted you was going to have 8 takedowns in that match, and I guess you proved him wrong.
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know what deals. I pinned anybody all year, man. You know, just appearing. Pick up, I think, 3 falls out of 4 matches, so I'm just extremely fortunate, you know, to fall into some of those situations.
Well, congratulations, you're a 2-time state champ now. How's that feel?
Feels awesome, man. I'm in some pretty elite category, you know, among Albia guys, you know, joining Carter and, you know, Nick being a 2-timer too. It's awesome. It's surreal. It's really surreal.
What are you going to do this summer? You got any freestyle events or anything you're going to prepare for?
Yeah, I'm going to win a Fargo national title this summer, you know. You know, so as soon as this is over, we're shifting gears to that, and it's the first thing we're gunning for, man. I'm tired of going and bringing home the little awards. I want the big plate.
All right, well, congratulations to you, buddy, and we're sure proud of you from Albia.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate everything, guys.
Hey, thanks very much. What a great job. What a great interview. Aiden Reeves, a true gentleman and ambassador for the sport. Humble, just got his job done there. He said, I didn't pin anybody all year. Well, that's not exactly true, but that's a humility that a lot of wrestlers embody. And congratulations, Aiden Reeves, and your parents and your coaches and your fans. What a great year for Albia Wrestling and Aiden Reeves. Congratulations, and it's going to be fun watching that hardware get hung on his neck by Coach Dave Winger. So right now we got a couple matches going on. Cale Happel is in a, I don't know what you call it, a scoring frenzy. He leads by the score of 21, I think, to 10 over the Meeker kid from Wapello. So that's kind of a...
it's kind of big, too, because Gilbertville Don Bosco has 117 team points. Lisbon has 118. So if he can find a way to win or even get a technical fall, that would give him 5.5 additional team points if he can get the tech fall. If it's just a major, it's only five.
There's still a minute and 22 seconds, and looks to me like with 25 points, he has been he's been scoring about 11 points a minute. And there it is. There's the tech fall. That is a tech fall. 27-12. Cale Happel gets the tech fall over Daniel Meeker from Wapello. Great season for Meeker. The Wapello Indians, they are a storied program in Class 2A. They bumped down to 1A here a few years ago, and Daniel Meeker gets the runner-up spot, and it'll be Cale Happel from Lisbon, your 2018 1A champion. Now we got Class 3A match coming for you here. It'll be Kyle Biscoglia. He leads by the score 9-1. And if Shane, if you're ready back on the booth in just a little bit when this match is over, well, I guess we're going to have, when this match is over, we'll take a quick break and send it back to the station while the awards are being presented in Class 3A and Class 1A for the...
And 2A.
And 2A, I mean, for
they,
the medals.
They award them to all classes, Joe.
Well, I was thinking maybe if they did 2A first, we'd leave it here.
Well, but we're going to have to wait for this match to get over. It's 9-1, Kyle Biscoglia with 20 seconds left. I mean, it is pretty much over because he's up 9-1.
He is up 9-1, but we've seen some matches end pretty crazily. Yeah, Ankeny Centennial's got a tough competitor out there, a sophomore, Ben Monroe. He's going to be back here next year. Biscoglia's undefeated on the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody's even really come that close to him. It's almost like watching the Happel kid wrestle. And then we're watching Aiden Reeves wrestle. There's been pretty some good dominance in 120 pounds in all of those classes.
Wouldn't it be cool in 20 minutes to have a coin flip and see who wrestles who first?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Wrap it up and see who's the toughest out of the three state champions. Wrestle a little round robin.
That would be cool. Hey, we're going to have about a five-minute break here while we do the 113-pound awards.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes, though.
Yeah, it'll be a couple minutes. We'll send it back to the station, and Shane will give you a couple of commercial announcements. Folks, you're listening to live high school wrestling coverage from the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. You've just heard two of the first three weights South Central Conference Championships crowned. It is Centerville's Matthew Lewis at 106 and Aiden Reeves from Albia at 113, and they sandwiched a runner-up performance by Nate Ginobana from Centerville. So great job there for our South Central Iowa wrestlers in the first three weight classes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes. Joe and Kevin from Wells Fargo.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest to you, too, the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Dellavedova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific, and they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Albia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Albia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Albia Hy-Vee.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. From the Meat Lovers, Buffalo Chicken, or the Margarita Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
Contact Wirtz's Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtz's Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtz's Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtz's Concrete at 641-799-5586.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
This is live state wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
We got Joe Millage down on the floor. Take it away, Joe.
Yeah, all right, Joe. We had an opportunity to catch Matt Lewis on Facebook. Go out to the KIIC Facebook page. We also got Aiden Reeves, and we're going to upload some video from Coach Winger up there in just a little bit as well. That's the KIIC Facebook page. Now, from the Class 2A Matt down on the floor, courtesy of American Family Insurance, and Phil Griffin, back up to you.
Hey, we got a barn burner coming for you here. We got Alex Thompson here at 126 pounds in Class 1A from Underwood. He's trying to get, is this his third state championship he's going for?
Going for his fourth.
He's going for his fourth. That's going to be the highlight. And Kobe Seabrick from Lisbon is his opponent.
But Brody Teske from Fort Dodge is also going for his fourth.
So we got a couple guys with three state championships on the mat. Eric Fott from Clear Lake is the finalist against Shea Ruffridge. And that's a 2A matchup. And in Class 3A, it's Perry's Caleb Olinjak against Brody Teske from Fort Dodge. Once again, Class 1A, three-time state champion Alex Thompson from Underwood trying to be a four-timer against Kobe Seabrick from Lisbon and Brody Teske from Fort Dodge, also trying to become one of the most elite wrestlers in high school history to be a four-time state champion.
Hey, guys, we don't want to miss the moment with two guys going for four-time state championships, but as soon as those matches are over, I'm here with Matthew Lewis's parents, so as soon as these matches are over, we'll visit with them, but we certainly don't want to miss the moment here with a couple of possible four-timers.
No, I'm going to tell you what, everybody in this entire building will be on their feet at the conclusion of these matches.
There will be a standing ovation.
That's the
Everybody
respect.
Here knows.
That's the respect that the wrestling family and community gives these wrestlers for their accomplishment.
They know how hard it is to become one. There are, I believe, there are 25 state champions that have been crowned four times. That is right. 25 four-time state champions. And the first one was Bob Steenleach from Britt, way back in 1959 to 1962. The most recent one was 2 years ago. Carter Happel from Lisbon from 13 to 16 was a four-time state champion. So looking through the records, only twice in previous history have there been two four-time state champions in the same year, and that was in 2013 when Creston's Jake Marlin and Denver Tripoli's Brandon Sorensen got it done, and the year before when John Meeks, that Hammer from Des Moines Roosevelt and Corey Clark from Southeast Polk got it done. So congratulations. That is a big accomplishment. We are out here on our feet now. Eric Fott from Clear Lake gets taken down by Shea Reference from Pocahontas to open the scoring there in Class 2A. In Class 1A, Alex Thompson has a couple of takedowns, and he leads that one 4-2. And Brody Teske's got a takedown against Olinjak from Perry. He leads 2-0 in Class 3A. These are championship matches.
There's only been one school that has crowned two four-time state champions. Can you name one? Can you name it?
I would say it's Lisbon.
Ogden.
Ogden.
Jason Keenan and Jesse Sundell.
That is a fun fact brought to you here at the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, 641-799-1437. Text us in after you Google that and see if Kevin Cochran was right on that.
You don't need to Google
it. I can't call BS on him because I have no entire clue if he's telling the truth or lying.
Well, you're looking. You can look at them right here. There's only if you want to read the top 25 that you just did, the 25, and look, there's only one school listed twice.
Kevin Cochran is looking at me like I'm wearing glasses instead of binoculars. And here we got a pin in Class 3A.
There is everybody getting on their feet. Brody Teske has done it.
It is a four-time championship for Brody Teske. His opponent respectfully shakes his hand, takes his headgear off, walks over his corner. The official parades Teske around the inner circle. He runs over, hugs the coach, and your four-time state champion from Fort Dodge is Brody Teske. Call that pin in 1 minute and 49 seconds. He scored from top and got it done. All right, well, let's keep going here with Alex Thompson and Kobe Siebert. Thompson is just going to have to pin the guy if he's going to keep up with Teske. He can't just beat him on points.
Yeah, but he beat Teske.
He did beat Teske.
And lost to Teske.
Yeah, these two guys, Thompson and Teske, were undefeated coming into the season, guys, listening in on 96.7. And they found a way to meet each other twice this year, and they each shared a victory. So two undefeated guys met. First time one guy won, so the other guy was undefeated. The next time, the other guy won. And Thompson and Teske, a pair of champions, and Thompson is putting on a takedown clinic here. He leads this one 9-2, and he whips him over on his back, and I think he's going to get a first period pin. No, it's a second period pin, but he's got him stretched out. Siebricht is stretched out for Lisbon, and it is tight.
Wow.
I tell you what, Alex Thompson, he wants that pin so bad right now.
He looked over and see what Teske did and said, I got to get this thing over
guys,
with.
Guys, I got to do this, guys. He's got to give that up. It's a three-point near fall, though. Makes it 12-2. In favor of Alex Thompson from Underwood. He's going to cut Siebricht. Siebricht gets cut, and we'll go back to the center mat. Still, second period action, 12-3. A nine-point advantage for Alex Thompson from Underwood.
You got Joe Stevens as Alex Thompson's coach, former Centerville wrestler. He made it to the finals in 1990.
Hey, we got a good 2A match going for you. Clear Lake's Eric Fott. He's a junior, 51-0, undefeated against a senior from Pocahontas Area Community. He might be going to Pocahontas Area Community College, but it's 2-2. Ruffridge for Pocahontas, Fott for Clear Lake.
And Eric Fott, I believe, got a second as a freshman and third as a sophomore, so trying to find his first title as a junior. Thompson leads in Class 1A by a score of 12-3 by 9 points and has dominated Siebert.
I tell you, that's a good wrestling area up there, Clear Lake and Mason City. They get a lot of good competition out of southern Minnesota as well, and they get some good summer wrestling up there in northern Iowa. A lot of the North Dakota kids that you see in the summertime are those Minnesota kids, and especially southern Minnesota. Seems like they've got a really good wrestling tradition there in southern Minnesota.
Apple Valley, you know, is noted for their traditions there, or recruitments, or whatever you want to call it. But they've had a lot of good wrestlers come through Apple Valley.
Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, this is live championship wrestling here at the Iowa High School Championships at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. We have crowned two South Central champions. It is Aiden Reeves at 120 pounds and Matthew Lewis at 106. Lewis from Centerville, Reeves from Albia. We also have runner-up tonight from Centerville, in a 1-0 contest, a great match for freshmen from Centerville, Nate Ginobana, and we're going to be calling his number for three more years to come if that young man can stay healthy. We've also crowned a four-time state champion from Fort Dodge, Brody Teske, at 126 pounds. He's going to try to be joined on the podium, a four-time state champion, Alex Thompson. If so, that would be the 26th and 27th four-time state champions in Iowa high school wrestling history. So history being made here tonight on your radios. And right now, Alex Thompson gets another takedown, extends his lead to 16-5. So that is an 11-point advantage here in the third period with 59 seconds to go. So Thompson very much in control of his Class 1A 126-pound championship match. Also got a barn burner in 2A. 126-pounders from Clear Lake, Eric Fott and Shea Ruffridge from Pocahontas. It is a 3-2 advantage for Pocahontas over Clear Lake.
And Ruffridge is the wrestler that defeated Caden Kozlerich in the semifinals by a score of 3-2, I believe. And
he's on his way to being a state champion with 44 seconds left in his match. He could very well be a state champion here if he can fight off this attempt by Fott at a takedown.
Just got a text coming in here. Says that Seabritz wrestling Alex Thompson. Says his, let me get it here, Seabritz's dad was Jason Black's roommate in college and was a state champ and a D3 All-American. So no slouch there. We got another text coming in.
Hey, we got C.J. Hamm. He's our UPS driver part-time. He's a full-time UPS driver, but sometimes he packs the UPS in Centerville and Melrose and Albia. And he wants us to cover Harlan Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. And you can be assured that we will cover that hammer. And right now we are covering the end of the match for Alex Thompson, a four-time state champion. He gets it done 18-6 as time expires. And the crowd stands. And Mr. Alex Thompson receives the ovation and the adulation from the wrestling fans here at Wells Fargo Arena. It is a 2018 specialty here at 126. Not only two four-time state champions are crowned, they're crowned at the same weight. They wrestled each other twice this year and shared victory in the matches. What a great story. What a great story. All right. Well, hey.
And Ruffage ends up winning the Class 2A state championship here at 126. So Eric Fott goes down, the undefeated number one ranked wrestler.
We're going to leave it right here, folks, because we've got Coach Dave Winger in a suit. And he's down there on the floor. And in a few seconds, he is going to hang some hardware around his very own protege, Aiden Reeves, the 120-pound Class 2A state champion, has a championship to go with his championship last year. He's going to try to do something special, be the first three-time state champ from Albia. That would be an impressive
accomplishment.
Aiden Reeves. He's got a year left.
He's only a junior?
That's right.
Huh.
Hey, guys, as soon as we're done with the medal presentation for Aiden Reeves, which is coming up momentarily, we want to catch that, of course. Then I'm down here with Matthew Lewis's parents, looking forward to visiting with them and his family, sitting right amongst his family. So let's catch the medal presentation of Aiden Reeves, and then I'll come down here and sit with a couple of real proud parents.
Hey, way to go, Russ, with that electric atmosphere in here. I can't wait to hear that interview with those parents. What a great day for them, a great week, and capping off a fantastic year. Brad Smith from Lisbon is going to crown the champion here, and it's going to be Happel from Lisbon in Class 1A. He goes across and shakes the hands of all the place winners. Place winners have all got their medals around their necks. They respectfully lean down from their spots on the podium to shake the coach's hand. And then the coach pulls out of his pocket the championship medal and hangs it around the neck of Cale Happel from Lisbon. And that hot, sweaty kid stands up, looks good, and has his picture made with the gold medal around his neck and the eight place winners to his right and left. What a great thing that it is to see the place winners face to the south, then turn around and face to the north, and then come down off the podium. Then the 2A wrestlers come up. It is Aiden Reeves at the top of the podium. And it looks like it is Darren Helm in the blue tie. Coach Dave Wenger gives Darren Helm the medal, and Darren Helm hangs it around Aiden Reeves. What a classy job by Coach Dave Wenger to make sure that assistant coach Darren Helm, who works very, very hard, just as hard as Dave, what an honor for Darren Helm to hang that hardware around Aiden Reeves.
And what a lot of respect for Wenger to be able to do that. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you know.
That's class.
It's class. That's class. And you're exactly right.
Well,
and I'll tell you what. That's tough to give up. That's tough to give up to do. But it's an experience. And I don't know if he's ever let Coach Helm put any other ones on. But it is a great honor. And it's something that, as a coach, you remember that forever.
Absolutely. What a great deal that is. And congratulations to Aiden Reeves and all the coaches. You got Coach Beal, obviously Coach Darren Helm with the, that was a spiffy suit that he had on there. Looked like a gray silk suit with a sky blue tie on. He had the Blue Demon colors going there. And Aiden Reeves accepts that gold medal from Coach Helm. And there's a lot of good people that come into that wrestling room and help out. It's at the MAC, the Morgan Athletic Complex, named after our very own legendary chief, Charles Morden. And, Charles and his wife, Margaret, they were lifelong sweethearts, teachers at the Albia Community School District. The old chief, he started the wrestling program, folks. I don't know if you've heard the stories, but Chief was the guy that if a kid was in a little bit of trouble, Chief was the guy that would keep him out of the trouble, keep him into the school, keep him engaged, and kind of straighten a kid out before his life went off the rails. You know, if a guy was a little bit wobbly, Chief would be the guy to bring him back on the rails. And we love Chief Charles Morden and want to shout out to Margaret. Glad you're there in Albion, and I hope you're listening on 96.7 KIIC, or maybe you're in Texas listening to the live stream on KIICradio.com. I don't know if you're technically savvy, but man, Chief sure would have been. He was the AV guy, so if there was a teacher that needed a projector, they didn't have a projector for every room back in those days, you'd have to check it out from Chief. And Chief was in charge of all the equipment, the projectors, the slide projectors, and he could fix stuff, too.
Hey, guys, I got to get down here with Matthew Lewis's parents, guys. They've been standing by waiting as we honored a couple of four-timers, and congratulations to Aiden Reeves on his medal, winning it. I got Bob Lewis here. Bob, I'll tell you what, that had to be a tough match to watch, a 1-0, and he got his point right at the end. It couldn't have been much more difficult to watch than that was.
No, that was pretty nerve-wracking.
But I got to say, Matthew Lewis, state champion, is that about as sweet a sound as you've heard?
That's it. You know, we got to say thank you to Matt Johnson. Matt Johnson and that coaching staff really kept him focused all day. That kid was focused, lined up. And I tell you, the community behind him, that wrestling room makes a difference. And hopefully that gives us a good future with the wrestling program. And I got to say a big thank you to Scott Siebel. Scott Siebel has groomed that kid since he was a little boy for this moment.
Well, you mentioned the wrestling room. You know, we've got a fabulous facility, most folks behind it. It didn't come without a little bit of slack. What would you say to your school board members right now?
A big thank you.
All right, Bob, and congratulations. What a wonderful moment. I got Mom Patty here. Something tells me there's a big hug in that young man's future.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't seen him all day, and I cannot wait to get my hands on him.
Were you squirming all over the place? Were you watching? Were you covering your face? How do you go through something like that?
I cover my face and I squirm and just, yeah.
Do you grab Bob's arm? I mean, is his arm sore? How does that work?
No, I didn't tonight, but yesterday we did have a plate of food in our hands. I had to give it to someone else because I was afraid I was going to toss it. So we get pretty excited. This is a great experience.
Well, there's good reason to be excited. Now, his sister, Emily, I saw a little bit ago. She ran off on me. I was going to ask her, what do you think's more nerve-wracking for her? She's competed in a couple of state tournaments, cross country and track. What do you think's more nerve-wracking for her, competing or watching her brother?
I think it's probably pretty close, but tonight was very nerve-wracking. It was probably the most nerve-wracking we've ever had. It just is a surreal experience to be here. She was gripping my arm, Mom, I'm so nervous. I don't know who was more nervous, me or her. So.
Well, I know they're planning a welcome home party for all three of our boys. I got to think that might bring a tear to your eye when we hit Centerville.
Absolutely. Those boys have worked hard. They all deserve to be on that podium, and they're just great kids. And we have a very good program right now, and I can't wait to watch what the future holds for them. I think next year we'll see more on the stands.
Well, congratulations, Mom. I know there's not a bigger moment. You give that boy a big hug, maybe a kiss too, huh? All right, Bob, I got to ask you. We just watched, I know you're a... And we just watched two four-time state champions. We don't want to look ahead. We don't want to put undue pressure on Matthew, but you can't be a four-timer if you don't win your freshman year. I would say that's definitely a goal of his, isn't it?
It was, and it is. Tonight was the big one. You can't win it until you win the first one.
Absolutely. Tell me about his background. I know that he's put a lot of years and a lot of time into getting where he was tonight. How old was he when he started working towards this?
I want to say 5 and 6 years old. He's wrestled, and he's got multiple state titles as a youth wrestler. He's wrestled on the Iowa national team several years. Again, a lot of that comes back to that Siebel Wrestling Academy. Those boys have really, really groomed him to where he's at right now.
All right, Bob, Patty, thank you so much. Congratulations. Your son has made an entire community proud, as have all of our Big Red wrestlers, from Tagger Terpstra to Caden Kozrich, the young man that defeated him by 1 point, won a state title. So that tells you how close Caden was. And Nathaniel Genabano, just Genabano 1 point away. We're so proud of these young men. And Southern Iowa can be proud when you think about it. We had three guys out here in the finals right out of the chute, two from Centerville and Aiden Reeds from Albia. A lot to be proud of down in Southern Iowa. And the future looks real, real bright. It's an honor to be sitting amongst these guys. Coming up, guys, in just a little bit, I am going to visit with Jamie Cochran, Sheraton's head coach, get his thoughts on his wrestler's performance. Gabe Rupke, a third-place finisher. We'll visit with Jamie in just a little bit. Right now, back to you for some more wrestling action.